Okay, last week I got a shaila a couple of times that I had never heard before. Apparently there's a hakpada. Baruch Hashem, a number of my Talmidim had baby boys, well, their wives had baby boys last week, and they wanted to know, they said that they heard that there's a hakpada that Dafka the Aviyah Ben has to pay the moel, that normally the grandparents were willing to sponsor, but that they, Dafka, have to pay the moel, so they wanted to know if that's true, and if it is true, can they use Meiser money to pay the moel? So I wanted to back up a step and say, well, wait a second, should anybody be paying a moel? Meaning, should moel and be taking any money in the first place? So one of the halachos that we have that the Gemara derives from the pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Re'ele Matiaschem Chukum Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai La'asos. So the Gemara in Maseches Bechoros Tav Chavtes Amara Luftarshins Ma Ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam, that when it comes to teaching Torah, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu does so for free, so too we should teach Torah for free without any charge, and therefore whether it's a dayan, an aid, anyone who's participating in it in Torah or anyone who's doing any mitzvos is not really supposed to charge for their services. But the Gemara says that there are some exceptions. For example, a person is allowed to collect schar batala, the amount that he could have earned by working during that time, and instead he's not working during that time, and he's doing the mitzvah for somebody else. Second is schar tircha, if there's a lot of effort that was involved and trouble that he had to go through in order to do that mitzvah. Also, the Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Zayin says that even though melamdim are not allowed to charge for teaching Torah, they're allowed to charge for watching the kids and for babysitting the children during that time, and certainly if they're teaching other subjects aside from Torah, they could charge for that. That's as far as being melamed Torah, but it's not limited to being melamed Torah. The Rishonim and Achorim seem to apply this to all other mitzvos. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam in Yanei HaSakana famously comments, and it's quoted in Yoredeya in Simin Shin Lamed Vav Sif Beis, that even the mitzvah of refuah, the mitzvah of healing somebody, a doctor curing somebody, is something that one is not allowed to charge for because it's a mitzvah. Vashivosalo, it's a mitzvah. Vashavas Aveda, the Gemara Sanhedrin Davayin Gimel says, or it's a mitzvah Lo Samer Al Dam Re'echa, that you see someone suffering and you have the ability to help them. So technically, a doctor's not allowed to charge. So I think we already had a Tamin Alach about that, about a doctor charging or not charging for his services. But what about a moel? So the first one that I'm aware of to directly discuss whether a moel is allowed to charge is a Chuvas HaRashba. The Chuvas HaRashba in Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Ayin Beis was asked about a moel who would not perform Bris Milah unless he was paid for it, and the Rashba was extremely strong in his criticism of this moel. He said you have to suspect such a person that he's not Mizaro Shel Avram Avinu. Why would you suspect he's not Mizaro Shel Avram Avinu? So the Bir Agra in Yerodea Reish Samachal of Sivkatan Zayin explains that Avram Avinu was the Isha Chesed, he was the Amud HaChesed, he would do a Chesed for anybody. So someone who's refusing to do a Chesed and he's insisting that he be paid for it, he's not Mizaro Avram Avinu. The Rashba continues and he says that he's trying to make a little bit of money, he's losing something so much more valuable, that the mitzvah that he's giving up on is worth a lot more money. Even if you had to put a monetary value to it, it's worth a lot more money. And the Rashba goes on to say that if a child has a father who can't afford to pay this moel's fee, and the moel is charging a fee, so it's as if he has no father, and then the chiyuv reverts to the Beis Din. And the chiyuv is most strongly on whoever knows how to do a mila, which will go right back to this moel, which is really it's going to be his obligation. The Rashba says if the moel does charge and the father can afford it, so the father has a mitzvah, he's got to pay for that. But if the father can't afford it, then the Beis Din should in fact force the moel to do the mila even without getting paid. And this is all quoted in the Rama in Yerdea in Simen Reish Samach Aleph. The Rama writes that if the moel charges, the father can afford it, then Beis Din shouldn't get involved, the father should just pay for it. But if he can't afford it, so then we have this Chuvas HaRashba that they can force the moel to do it. So much so, Pischei Tshuva quotes a Yaivitz in Migdal Oz who says that if a moel refuses to work without payment, then the Beis Din can mislead him to believe that he's going to get paid and then stiff him on the bill. That he'll send the bill and then they not pay him because he has no right to demand that he get paid. So considering this backdrop, Ma'ani b'chinam atem b'chinam, and that it's a Beferish Tshuva HaRashba and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Why is it that 99% of the Moalim today charge, right? What's the Mahalich? So first of all, there are some that don't, right? There are some Moalim who happen to be independently wealthy, they happen to, they don't rely on this for Parnassa, and are careful to fulfill the Halacha exactly as it's written in Shulchan Aruch, and do not charge or accept any payment for their services. There used to be a minhag that the Moal would pay the Avi Ben for the opportunity. That they said that they asked Rav Steinman, it says in Ka'il Tarug, that they asked Rav Steinman whether a Moal on the, paying the Moal on the day of the Bris is a fulfillment of Biyomo Titein Scharo. And he says, Olam Hafach Reisi. He says, when I was growing up in Brisk, you didn't pay the Moal paid you for the opportunity to do the mitzvah. He said, never heard of such a thing, that people pay the Moal. But nevertheless, it seems that that the large majority. So that's a question whether they're shlichus or not. But maybe. But still, yeah. So he's the one that has the expertise. So there are moalim who charge a fixed fee, and that's the majority, I think. You know, they'll tell you. I remember when I when one of my sons was born, I asked when my second son was born, I think it was when Yisrael was born, I asked a particular moel who ended up not being the moel for the bris. I asked him what the charge is. He said, if you're a balabas, it's I think at the time it was $500. Prices have gone up since then. If you're a kailu guy, then it's $360. So I said, I'm a kailu guy, but my father and father-in-law are balabatim, and they're paying for it. You know, so like, how does that work? And he was very excited. He said, oh, you're so honest and so erlich. Yeah, my father's cheshman. I'll always be honest, no problem. But anyway, so the what are the heterim? So certainly, without a doubt, a moel is allowed to charge for any travel costs that he incurs, for surgical equipment that he uses, for the mila, bandages, medications, ointments, anything like that. Some say that if a moel is not financially secure, so by dedicating himself to that mitzvah, he's entitled to compensation. That is schar batala. That's what the Yad Shaul writes in this commentary to Yerudeo Simin Reish Samach Aleph, that's exactly what schar batala is, that he's not pursuing a more lucrative career because he's freeing himself up to be able to do mila. The argument contrary to that would be that it has to be schar batala, would have to be at a time that he could actually make money doing other things. Most of the time the bris is early in the morning before anyone goes to work anyway, so it may not be schar batala. The second possible, so in the Aruch HaShulchan actually tells of an idea that they had, a city where there were a few moalim, and there were just so many babies being born that the moalim were very busy and they had to earn parnasa and they couldn't keep up with the demand. So the city decided to actually hire one moel as an employee of the city to give up his job and to just be the moel, to be available for all milas. Yeah, that's the very definition of schar batala. That's a very elegant solution if you can do it. Another possible explanation for the practice of moalim, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul is quoted in one of the milas svarim in Milas Shlema, that it's only usher to demand payment for doing a mitzvah if the mitzvah comes to you. But you're under no obligation to go out to the location where the mitzvah is going to be done. So if they're asking you to come to them, they're asking you, they're saying, we're making a bris in this place, and the mole doesn't say, well, excuse me, I daven at this in the shul, you want to come to me, because I'm to hate. But the payment is for going out of his way to do that, but not for the maisa mila itself. Rav Eliashiv is quoted as having a few other potential heterim for charging a fee for mila. First of all, he says, if there are a number of moalim in the community and they're choosing to use this moel, it's obviously because they want they're more comfortable with this moel. So the charge isn't for the mila itself, it's for the fact that he has distinct expertise that they are excited about or that they are comfortable with. Second, Rav Eliashiv suggests that a moel is only chayiv to do a mila on the at some point on the eighth day of the baby's life, but he could do it 5 minutes before shkia. So if the moel is going to show up to the bris when the parents want to make the bris, after the 7 o'clock minyan, the 8 o'clock minyan, whenever it's going to be, so he can charge for that idea. So again, it's all basically the same idea, that it's schar tircha for going out of his way, schar tircha for being there at a particular time. It all goes back to the heter the Gemara said of schar tircha. Also, you have the other possibility that Rav Eliyashiv points out is that a mohel does a lot of other things aside from the milah. He usually checks the baby before the bris. He checks the baby again after the bris to see how that's healing. That's not the mitzvah. That they should go to the doctor for. Do they need the mohel to do? But the mohel is the one that goes and takes care of the baby. It's, I find it funny a little bit. Not like funny, but unusual that there are some people that insist that only a physician should do the bris. It's such a mistake, just from a taking care of your baby perspective. A physician who maybe, what, he did rounds in urology and saw a bris done once when he was like the mole, and do it like they do like 1,000 a year. They're doing this all the time. The mole is going to be much, much more skilled at doing the procedure that he's done so many times than a physician would be. But anyway, the mole does a lot of other things. He's advising the parents. He's making jokes to loosen the mood a little bit at the meal. Right? He does a million other things. He's managing the kibbutzim and this and that. He's doing everything. So he's getting paid for all of that. My brother's a mael. So I asked him, how do you phrase it when people ask, what the fee is? So he says, there's always tipul outside of the mitzvah. There's removing the bandage, calling to follow up, checking in later, reviewing pictures of how it's healing, and that all goes into it. So he says, I charge for everything together. And even at the bris itself, there's the aftercare instructions, checking on the bleeding, all of those things. So all of those things are included. What about using miser money to pay for a milah? So there is a machlokas as to what a person is allowed to use miser money for. The Ramban, Yerodea, Resh Mem Tes Aleph says that you're only allowed to use miser money for aniyim and not for other mitzvahs. And the Shach quotes Maram, who says that you could use it for a mitzvah that you otherwise would not have paid for. So the Chassam Sofer in Chuvas in Yerodea, Sim Resh Lamed Aleph, says that since miser is a minag, at the time that you're makabel the minag, you can make it, you can add it tonight, then I'm being makabel the minag, I'll tonight, then I can be able to use it for other things. But again, it doesn't work for mitzvos that you're obligated to do anyway, like to buy a lulav, to buy an esrog, and certainly to pay the moel, l'chora, is something that you would be obligated to do anyway, and probably ma'aser money should not be used for that. Now, where does this come from, that the father has to pay? So I asked my brother, because he's a ma'el, if he ever heard of this thing, that it's got to be the father, and it can't be the zaydi that pays for the milah. So he said that he never heard of it before, but the only svara he could think of is that the person is trying to upgrade from shlichus to yad poel to kiyad balabayis. That when you say you appoint the mohel a shliach, good, so he's a shliach, and that's one level of connectedness to the person doing the ma'isa. But we just learned in the daf on Shabbos in Maseches Bamitzia where yad poel kiyad balabayis, that if you pay somebody to do something, then it mamish becomes kiyad. The Machna Ephraim even suggests that when you pay a poel to build a makkah, even though he's doing the ma'isa, you're allowed to say the bracha on the asiyas makkah, because it's mamish yad poel kiyad balabayis, even though normally when you make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you, the shliach is the one that says the bracha, but that mamish becomes kiyad balabais. So maybe that's what it's based on, but it's not really something that is halakhically required, considering that the whole idea of paying a mo'el is not for the mitzvah itself, is not really what we're doing. If you're paying a mo'el, you're paying him for all of the other stuff surrounding the milah. Okay, everyone have a great day.